Hi, this is Agatha Nolan in Nashville, Tennessee. It's a beautiful spring day here in Nashville. And today's post, I've been thinking about the topic for quite a bit now. I realize that I've been wounded in the past by being on the receiving end of judgment from a churchgoer. So today's post is about that. It's called No Longer a Christ Follower. I don't want to be a Christian anymore. Too many people hear Christian and think a judgmental hypocrite with condemnation thrown in. That's not me. Some Christians have moved on to self-identifying as a Christ follower, a Christ seeker, or a Christ lover. I don't want to be labeled that way either. Jesus called thousands to take up their cross and follow me. And he called the 12 disciples for a closer relationship so that he could teach them by his actions and his words. They were to listen and observe Jesus and then change their lives. But instead of imitating Christ, the disciples just kept following him. For example, Jesus explains that he is going to die for their sins and how they will be brought together with God. But what do James and John do? They covet the most distinguished seats next to Jesus, even getting their mother to go and ask Jesus if they can have the preferred seats. Wow, that wasn't really popular with the other 10 disciples. So much for Jesus teaching them that the first must be last. This is found in Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 45. And we have Peter, James, and John. Well, Jesus has asked them to stay with him while he prays and grieves in the Garden of Gethsemane. But the disciples keep falling asleep. Jesus asked them, "So you couldn't stay awake with me for 1 hour?" We find this in Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. And Jesus teaches the disciples from the Psalms, "Put your trust in the Lord." We find it in Psalm 4, verse 5. Jesus never had let them down. But what happens in the storm on the Sea of Galilee? The disciples ask, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And Jesus has to rebuke them. "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" That account is in Mark chapter 4, verses 38 and 40. Another example. Jesus had given the disciples the authority to heal in Mark chapter 10, verse 1. Here's the quote. Jesus summoned the 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. Yet, because of their lack of faith, they are unable to heal the young epileptic boy. The boy's father says to Jesus, "I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." We find that in Matthew 17, verse 16. So, I don't want to just follow Christ. I want to imitate him. I want to be humble, keep my faith sharp, put my trust in God, and I want the authority to heal. I want to imitate Jesus. Instead of just watching, I'm going to practice what he is teaching me, putting his words into my actions. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, we learn, "Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." I pray that we will no longer just follow Christ, instead choosing to be Christ imitators, changing our lives in imitation of his life and death. Blessings, my friend. Agatha.